This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Race Again. I'm Frida Liu, and Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting is here again in our Finding Your Strengths series. We're debunking myth number 5 again. Is bottom line compensation the best driver? Now, why have you decided to bring this up?
Well, Freda, we live in a hurried world, a very bottom line world. So in most businesses, you look at the bottom line, you know, you want the numbers to come in. So we kind of extend this thinking to our employees as well. So if I want the maximum productivity of the employee, well, all I need to do, the bottom line effort is to increase their pay, increase their compensation.
Okay.
I think the thinking is, if we increase the input in terms of the salary and compensation, I should get an equivalent output. But many times that is not the case.
Okay, so basically what you're saying here is that money is not going to be the driver.
Yeah, money may be the initial driver, but to quote from Richard Easterlin, an American economist, he stated this paradox. He says that beyond a certain threshold, rising incomes don't bring happiness. So assuming that you earn enough to eat and you've got 3 square meals a day, you've got a roof over your head, any incremental increase in compensation actually hits the law of diminishing
returns. I was just thinking about that. My economics came flashing back. Okay. Right. And you know, there's a stat around this. There's a case story around this.
Yeah. So basically, Freda, I think the conversation we want to have today is that I'd like our listeners to consider, are you happy? Are you happy? Because compensation brings you to a certain level of satisfaction, but sustainable performance actually depends on your happiness level in the organization.
Happiness, I always find that very elusive. As in, I always feel that it's overplayed. Mm-hmm. And that maybe I'm from that old school where you find joy. Right? Because there are going to be days when you say you find happiness at work. There are going to be off days at work as well where you don't feel too happy.
Yeah.
But ultimately, do you have joy? So I don't know. Sometimes this, you know, this search for happiness, whether it's a very, you know, utopia kind of...
The pursuit of happiness.
The pursuit of happiness, whether it's very utopia kind or not. Maybe I'm just a slave driver. I don't know.
Freda, you're talking about days. That's kind of interesting. Do you know that it's statistically proven that most heart attacks occur on Mondays?
Yes. And thank goodness today is Tuesday.
And I think it has a lot to do with the abrupt transition from the weekend to the weekdays. Let me just quote you a real life case here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a study of 3,000 workers in Sweden was done, and they revealed that there is this certain group of employees that have a 24% higher risk of a serious heart problem. 24% higher risk. Now, who are this group of employees? Here's the answer.
Right.
These are employees who deem their managers to be the least incompetent. Meaning, you know, Freda, if you have got a boss that you can't get along with, your risk of getting a heart problem is 24% higher. And not only that, if you have worked for the manager for more than 4 years, the risk increased to 39%. The bottom line question, are you happy?
So your deathbed, you can look at your manager and say, it's all your fault. Okay, and I guess we're coming back to the age-old question of work-life balance, yeah? There's so much talk about this. It appears that, you know, work is the enemy of life, you know? What are your thoughts on that?
I would say that work actually reveals the quality of your life. There's a lot of talk nowadays, not just only on the quality of life, but on your well-being. And companies are starting to realize this. I mean, in line with what Richard Easterlin have mentioned, if you see most of the newspaper ad, they don't just trumpet the salary, you know, they would trumpet career prospects, work environment, childcare facilities, and so on.
True.
But I would like to lead on that there is one critical happiness factor that most company knows instinctively, but they neglect. And if they can put this into their recruitment ad, I tell you, it will make a whole lot of difference.
What is this?
I would like to propose a radical idea here that if you want to put up a recruitment ad, don't just trumpet compensation benefits or even the work environment. Spell out the type of boss that they will be working with.
Wow.
If you add an extra line, this job will involve a great and understanding boss who listens to you through thick and thin and support you during the board meetings. I tell you, you're going to increase the quality of your application. Because, you know, Freda, the saying is true. People don't leave companies.
Yeah.
They leave managers. Now, if the supervisor and subordinate relationship is the one critical factor that determines loyalty, shouldn't you mention that up front if you want to recruit people?
True, put your money where your mouth is.
Or where the manager is.
Now, if you were the CEO, what sort of happiness index would you have in place?
Well, if I am the CEO, I think at the end of the day, yes, profits is still important.
Mm.
The bottom line is still important, but I must be concerned about sustainable profits, you see.
Right.
And sustainable profits can only come from sustainable performance.
Yeah.
And sustainable performance means you need to have a group of happy employees.
Hmm.
So what would be the type of measurements I have in place? I would constantly ask my management team, have you been giving recognition and praise to your people for doing good work? Do you care about your employee as a person? Do you listen to their opinion? Do you talk to them about their progress?
Hmm.
In other words, it comes back to the age-old wisdom, treat people as people.
Right. Okay. Now, here's the thing as well, you know, when we put so much effort into it to make an employee happy, would this breed a sense of entitlement? We'll talk about that in just a moment. Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting here with me in Race Game, BFM 89.9. This is Race Game on Enterprise. Frida Liu speaking to Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting. It's our Finding Your Strengths series. We're talking about the myth, is bottom line compensation the best driver? And, you know, we're talking about this and how happiness is more important. Now, if we make this effort to make our employees really happy and, you know, just thinking about their well-being all the time, would this also breed a sense of entitlement?
I'd like to relate a story here. I mean, from one of the companies that I visited, this is what they say, and it was a complaint. The managers in this company manages by remote control, meaning that, you know, there was this incident where the employee had to face a conflict situation with the customer. And you know what the manager said to this employee? Now is the time for you to exercise initiative and negotiation skills. You go and manage it on your own. I will not get involved. Go. Go and exercise your negotiation skills.
Wow.
Now, on paper, in theory, that seems like empowerment.
Right.
I empower you to do it. But on an emotional level, yeah, that is not received as such.
Mm.
And I think this is where managers are missing the ball here. They don't realize that their employees are first and foremost an emotional person.
Mm.
And if you cannot engage with your employees emotionally, then you cannot expect them to go the extra mile for you. Because going the extra mile, staying back another hour, putting in that extra quality effort is an emotional decision. And employees cannot give what they have not received.
Right.
So sometimes my advice to managers is this. Even though you might not be technically competent to resolve the issue, just by your mere presence of being there, sitting next to your employee as he resolved the issue, just by your mere presence, it speaks volumes.
Right. Okay. Now, that's the thing as well. At the same time, we talk about the internal state. Sometimes aren't employees or individuals also responsible to take care of their own, you know, emotional state and happiness? You know, they should deliver bottom results without someone having to babysit them all the time.
That's also true.
Mm.
I mean, an employee should have a certain degree of responsibility for their own level of happiness. They should, at the end of the day, be responsible for their own feelings. I mean, they are adults. But as great as you are as an adult, even the greatest football player needs a coach. Even Michael Jordan needs a coach, although inherently he is good. So it is with your employees. They would be inherently competent. But again, we come back to the emotions, you see.
Right.
We all need a coach.
Mm.
Once in a while, my wife still pops over to me and say, "Darling, do you still love me?" Although I'm committed to her, you know. So people need that emotional affirmation. And I don't think it breeds entitlement. It actually breeds engagement.
Okay, so yeah. There's that level of commitment. But also, I guess you should trust your employees a certain amount of independence as well. I mean, we shouldn't be morally coddling at the same time. Yes, we do worry about their happiness, but I can't imagine doing this every day. How are you today? Is it a daily thing? Will weekly do?
Well, that's why in my training and consulting with clients, I would like to emphasize on the importance of strengths assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gone through a process whereby you know your employees' strengths? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's why I do the strengths finder assessment with my with my clients. Mm-hmm. And that is the starting point, you see. So if you know, Freda, if you and I sit down and I have you to do the strengths finder assessment and I know your strengths, now that is the beginning of an engagement process.
Right.
Where I start to get to know you, I know how to place you in projects, I know what motivates you, what makes you tick, what are your hot buttons. I think that will be an
okay.
excellent starting point.
And you can actually, if you look at the I guess the strengths finders and find that the person is not suitable for a job because this is not naturally where your strengths lie.
That's right.
It's a lot easier to have that conversation.
That's right. So okay. we must go beyond the pat on the back, going for team building, buying flowers or whatever. We have got to engage our employees on a purposeful level in getting to know their strengths. And that's why for our next talk, I want to talk about the steps towards having a courageous conversations.
Mm.
That is missing in today's workplace. And that's why people are not happy.
All
people
right.
are communicating, they are not conversing.
They're communicating, not conversing. So next week, we'll have that courageous conversation with Joseph Tan as he lays it out all for me. Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting, Raise Your Game, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.